text that calls for our attention this evening comes to us from our gospel lesson for the day, from John's account of Monday, Thursday evening, and particularly these words, speaking of Jesus. He laid aside his outer garments and, taking a towel, tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them off with the towel around them. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Ask most lifelong Lutherans what Monday Thursday is about, and they can tell you pretty quickly. It's the night of the Last Supper, that night when our Lord instituted that meal that we call communion. But what exactly does Monday mean? And what does that phrase have to do with the communion that Christ instituted? Well, actually, that word Monday has very little specifically to do with the meal we call communion. Monday is, in fact, from a Greek word which means command. So what is the command that puts the Monday in Monday Thursday? It is Jesus' command to the disciples. They should love one another. Amazingly, this command that all of us know is only recorded in John's account of what happened on that first Thursday, that Thursday of the first Holy Week. You see, in John's account, the main story of Monday Thursday is not Jesus instituting the Lord's Supper, but rather Jesus washing the disciples' feet. In fact, while John mentions, of course, that they were eating a meal around the time when this happened, John does not mention at all in his gospel that Christ instituted the Lord's Supper. So for John, that day was all about Jesus washing feet. So perhaps we should put away the communion ware and get out a water basin instead. After all, that's what many churches throughout the country, and at least one I know of in our town, will be doing tonight. Tonight, as we look at the account of Jesus washing the disciples' feet, we indeed have much to learn from this account. We have much to learn about God and who He is, and also about us and how we should act. You see, the whole tension in John's account of the Monday, Thursday evening meal they are sharing revolves around the fact that people simply are not playing their customary roles. You see, the master is acting like a servant. And the servants, in response to that, have to learn what it means to be served. Yes, while they were eating supper or after supper, the rabbi, the teacher, Lord Jesus, took off his outer garment, grabbed his towel, and prepared to wash his disciples' feet. Well, I suppose all of the disciples' jaws must have dropped when Jesus began this work. Oh, any of them would have washed Jesus' feet. After all, they were servants to Jesus, their master. But this was all backwards. Why was Jesus trying to wash their feet? And as I said, probably all the disciples' jaws dropped when Jesus came around to each one of them and grabbed their feet to begin cleaning them. But only Peter, in his usual fashion, decided to take advantage of the opportunity that he had with his mouth wide open, and spoke to Jesus. He said to Jesus, "What are you doing? Why would you wash my feet?" Jesus, not wanting to explain everything right away, simply suggested to Peter that he should do a couple things. One, likely close his mouth. Two, expose his toes. And three, trust that he would afterwards understand what Jesus was doing. But of course, Peter would not let it end that simply. Instead, he responded to Jesus by saying, "Jesus, there's no way then you are going to wash my feet. Jesus then began to clean more than Peter's feet. He began to clean his mind and his thoughts as well. And what is probably the most important phrase in our text for tonight, Jesus tells Peter, if I don't wash you, you have no part in me. In other words, Peter, be served or be dirty. Yes, the servant had to learn what it was to be served if he wanted to be clean. Yes, he had to learn to be served because the master had right before his eyes become the servant. Well, truth be told, he hadn't become anything. No, ultimately, Jesus always was the servant. This story isn't really about a master not acting like a master or about God not acting divine. But it's about Jesus, both God and man, revealing with a towel in his hand and a basin at his feet exactly who the Lord our God is. You see, God is a servant of his people. That is his nature, is what he does. And if the act in the upper room of washing feet did not prove that fact, surely the nails in his hand and the base of the cross at his feet proved it the next day. Tonight as we gather and are ready to confess that our Lord indeed is a servant to his very core, we had also better get ready to be served. And now that on the face value might seem very easy to do. After all, at first we might think, who doesn't like to be served? Well, truth be told, most of us. Just ask any person who's been set with a disability if they really like having people watch after them all the time. Just ask yourself in those situations when you've been in a time of weakness if you really got a lot of joy out of watching everyone else take care of you. What is it about us humans that we have such an aversion to being served? Why is it that we fight being served rather than simply receiving the service that is offered? It seems to me that the real reason is that when one is going to be served, first they have to admit their need of being served. If one wants to be washed, first they have to expose their dirty toes. Be served and to receive help is to admit weakness, something that all of us seem to be not very good at. And the very same thing is true when we talk about being in God's presence. Being served by God also means that we must come before Him in humility. We indeed must expose our dirty feet in His presence if we want to be washed. Oh, you see, ultimately, it's a lot easier for our ego if we can simply talk about us serving God rather than God serving us. It can make us feel quite good when we sit down to talk about all that we do for God, all the ways we invest our time, money, and talent into the work of His kingdom. It's no wonder that churches that truly try to lead their congregation feeling really good every week almost always talk about serving God, but rarely talk about being served by Him. For it just makes a person feel good when they're able to serve others. But this tendency to not want to be the one being served is not just present in other churches. No, it's present here among you and me as well. I know that more than once in this place I have heard someone speak of the Lord's Supper as if it were something that we did in order to prove that we were really good Christians. You see, as the Scriptures make clear, only those who recognize that the Lord's Supper is expressly for those who don't deserve it, who aren't worthy, those are the only ones who receive it properly. No, we don't receive the Lord's Supper tonight because we were good enough not to miss church, even with all the snow. We receive the supper tonight because we have been bad enough in our lives, and we need the forgiveness that it offers desperately. Yes, we must admit that although God has cleaned us up in baptism, we still walk around this world and dirty up our feet with all sorts of muck. Oh, we may prefer later tonight to walk up to this altar wearing our very best clothes. But it seems that Jesus says that if we truly want to receive the benefits offered at this altar, we must come up with our dirty toes exposed. Yes, we must come admitting our need of being served. For if we refuse to be washed by Jesus, we have no part in him either. For no one is in Christ because of the things they do for Jesus. But only are we in Christ because of the things that Jesus has done for us. If we refuse the assurance of forgiveness of sins that we read about in the scriptures or that a Christian friend reminds us of, then indeed the dust begins to gather on our feet. If we refuse to be washed when the pastor pronounces that our sins are forgiven in Christ's stead, our feet get more and more dirty. If we come up to this altar, not looking to receive forgiveness, but only to do something for God, our feet will simply continue to smell of sin. Yes, we too need to learn to be served. And it is a lesson in humility. We need to leave behind the impressions that we want to give to everyone else about ourselves. And instead come into this place with the very realities that each of us know about ourselves when we lay on our beds at night. For only then can we come before our Lord in this humility that allows him to wash our feet clean. Only then can he make us just as clean as we were that first day when the water was poured over our head. And blessing upon blessing, the same humility that receives Jesus' service to us is also the same service that enables us to do what Jesus commands. For indeed, if we are humble, then we can truly love one another. It is only when we admit our own dirty toes that we feel comfortable going out and helping those other people in our communities, regardless of what their feet look like. Otherwise, we will think ourselves too good to stoop down and wash someone else's dirty feet. As tonight we are reminded that Jesus does not only serve the clean, but in fact he only serves those who need to be clean. And if he did not, we would be lost. And that reminder frees us then in our lives to seek out those whom we know, who are dirty with sin, and to lead them to the one who can wash them as well. Yes, in John's account, Maundy Thursday is all about foot washing. But in the context of telling that story, we learn a lot about our God and his nature. We learn a lot about ourselves and the humility required to receive God's goodness. We even learn a little about how to receive that meal that Jesus serves to us this night. Yes, Jesus on that first Maundy Thursday taught in words and also taught in action. He taught with his mouth, but he also taught with his hands. He made it clear to us that our God is a serving God, one who loves us all the way down to our dirty toes. And he also made clear that we are to receive his love with great humility, as ones who realize that we don't deserve it, but that we desperately need it. And finally, he made clear to us that as he cleans up our feet, he also opens our eyes, that we might see those around us walking around with all sorts of muck all over their feet as well. So tonight, as you come forward in a little bit to the altar to receive Christ's body and blood, in humility, figuratively expose those dirty toes and be clean again. For Jesus has promised in the Lord's Supper to wash your feet as you eat and drink. And if he washes your feet, then you will be clean. Amen. You're invited to rise. Then may the Holy Spirit indeed work in us the humility we need to receive all of the love of God, that we might also share it with others. We ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen.